a four-day truce, and as ABC's Jordana Miller says, hostages taken in the October 7th attack will be released.
Hamas expected to release 13 Israeli hostages, all women and children, later today. They are the first of 50 Israelis to be released. Sources telling ABC News American Abigail Idan, who turns four today, is not on this first list of those who will come home.
The Red Cross will take hostages to Israel through Egypt. They'll reunite with families at hospitals. The United Nations Health Agency is investigating what it calls clusters of undiagnosed pneumonia in children that have overwhelmed some hospitals in northern China. The World Health Organization is consulting with Chinese health authorities, reporting an increase in respiratory illnesses, but not detecting any unusual or novel diseases. This is ABC News. Northern states are taking steps against Canadian super pigs threatening to spread south.
An expert at the University of Saskatchewan calls these fast-breeding super pigs an ecological train wreck. Crossbreeds with survival skills of wild Eurasian boar. Decades ago, when the market for wild boar collapsed, some Canadian farmers just set their pigs free. They eat anything, including crops and wildlife. Wild pigs destroy billions in U.S. crops each year. Montana, North Dakota, and Minnesota are taking steps, and the Federal Agriculture Department's using planes and drones to watch for super pigs. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Inmates at a Tampa area jail Thursday got pizza and two free five-minute phone calls to connect with their families on Thanksgiving. Hillsborough County, Florida Sheriff Chad Cronister.
A large majority of these inmates, they simply made a simple mistake. They're suffering from addiction. They're suffering from mental health, sometimes both. And it's tough for them. It's tough for our inmates to be away from their families.
I'm Tom Rivers, ABC News.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you can catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on Lake Air Radio, WLAK, 1260 AM in Amory. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Chris from Middleton. Welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
I'm a Democrat. I totally agree that there's been too much corporate influence probably in the Democratic Party. I liked how Bernie talked about economic issues, and I agree we need more of that. But I don't think we can also afford to shy away from the identity politics. In fact, we got to lean into the identity politics and not be shy about it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Maybe we'll have a cookie trade.
I like that idea. I like that a lot.
We'll eat them while we're on the show.
Because everyone loves listening to people on the radio eat.
Calvin, what's your favorite cookie?
Shout out to my mom's. She makes these sour cream cookies around Christmas time, and they're...
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The gun deer season in Wisconsin is heading into its final weekend. A proposed bill in the state legislature aims to curb the spread of chronic wasting disease. Democratic Representative Katrina Shankland is proposing $2 million for carcass disposal sites and $100,000 to teach hunters about the brain wasting disease and why it's important to dispose of carcasses properly. Today's a big day in Greendale. The high school band is marching in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York City. The Greendale Band is one of just six high school bands from around the country to have the honor this year. It's the second time the Marching Panthers are appearing in the Macy's Parade. The last time was in 2016. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers beat the Lions on Thanksgiving Day. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers with a 29-22 win over the Lions. Detroit now 0-7 at home here on Thanksgiving Day. The game starting off with a deep pass from Jordan Love to Christian Watson for 53 yards, setting up the Packers' first touchdown.
Something we put in this week that, you know, we thought was going to work, and we were confident in it, and came out, you know, obviously put the ball up there, and Christian went up there and made a great catch.
Head coach Matt LaFleur said he almost canceled that play.
It was one of those deals. Matter of fact, I almost changed that first play call. I was kind of mulling it over quite a bit, and I texted Jordan this morning and told him I was going to change it to something else, and he said he wanted this call, so I said okay.
I asked Watson if he knew that play was almost canceled. Instead, he says he has to take the pressure off his quarterback.
So, you know, when stuff, you know, isn't going our way as a team and it's all getting thrown on Jordan, you know, I'm trying to, you know, find ways to, you know, take that off of him.
With sports from Ford Field in Detroit, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your updated forecast. High of 28 today. Under sunny skies, northwest winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. 18 tonight, cloudy. Highs around 30 tomorrow. A dusting of snow Sunday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 13.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. From the heart of the St. Croix Valley, we're in touch with you. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. Her name is Pam Yonke. But you can just call the host of the Midwest Farm Report, the Fabulous Farm Babe.
That's right. And the Fabulous Farm Babe is now part of the Civic Media team on your local station, Lake Air Radio, WLAK, 1260 AM in Amory. Here's show host Todd Alba with the announcement.
She is a broadcast legend. Doesn't matter whether you're a farm person, ag person, a producer, or just a good old Wisconsinite or a Packer fan. Pam Yonke, welcome to Civic Media.
My pleasure. Yeah, lifelong Wisconsinite. I grew up on a small dairy farm in northeast Wisconsin, O'Connell County. Stop and think about the work being done 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to make sure that you and I are the best fed in the world.
Join the Fabulous Farm Babe, Pam Yonke, on Lake Air Radio, WLAK, 1260 AM in Amory.
Your Midwest Farm Report, weekdays from 5 until 6 AM. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. The ceasefire between Israel and Hamas is holding. It's a four-day truce, and as ABC's Jordana Miller says, hostages taken in the October 7th attack will be released.
Hamas expected to release 13 Israeli hostages, all women and children, later today. They are the first of 50 Israelis to be released. Sources telling ABC News American Abigail Idan, who turns four today, is not on this first list of those who will come home.
The Red Cross will take hostages to Israel through Egypt. They'll reunite with families at hospitals. Israel is going to free Palestinian prisoners and allow more fuel and other aid into Gaza. The United Nations Health Agency is investigating what it calls clusters of undiagnosed pneumonia in children that have overwhelmed some hospitals in northern China. The World Health Organization is consulting with Chinese health authorities, reporting an increase in respiratory illnesses. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. A fugitive is now formally charged with the death of his 12-year-old son, whose decomposing body was found in a home in Milwaukee last month. The Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office filed reckless homicide charges this week against Romuan Moy. No one is sure exactly when Jackery Robinson died or how. Meanwhile, Moy is on the run and there's a warrant out for his arrest. Prosecutors in Wisconsin may Sunday get more time to file sexual assault charges. Republican Senator Andre Jacques is introducing a bill to extend the statute of limitations for sex crimes in Wisconsin from 10 years to 20. Jacques says prosecutors in other states have 20 years to press sexual assault charges. A similar bill passed the state Senate last year but stalled in the Assembly. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. High of 28 today. Under sunny skies, northwest winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. 18 tonight, cloudy. Highs around 30 tomorrow. A dusting of snow, Sunday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 13.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Like smelt fries and music on the river, we're uniquely Amory. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
What is the meaning behind Movember?
It isn't just about the mustaches. Movember is meant to raise awareness about men's health, prostate or testicular cancer, or suicide, and also be a reminder to see your doctor. Movember started in Australia in 2003. It's now observed in more than 20 countries. So guys, remember to see your doctor, and however you celebrate this month, all of us with your local Civic Media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. The ceasefire between Israel and Hamas is holding. It's a four-day truce, and as ABC's Jordana Miller says, hostages taken in the October 7th attack will be released.
Hamas expected to release 13 Israeli hostages, all women and children, later today. They are the first of 50 Israelis to be released. Sources telling ABC News American Abigail Idan, who turns four today, is not on this first list of those who will come home.
The Red Cross will take hostages to Israel through Egypt. They'll reunite with families at hospitals. The United Nations Health Agency is investigating what it calls clusters of undiagnosed pneumonia in children that have overwhelmed some hospitals in northern China. The World Health Organization is consulting with Chinese health authorities, reporting an increase in respiratory illnesses, but not detecting any unusual or novel diseases. This is ABC News. Northern states are taking steps against Canadian super pigs threatening to spread south.
An expert at the University of Saskatchewan calls these fast-breeding super pigs an ecological train wreck. Crossbreeds with survival skills of wild Eurasian boar. Decades ago, when the market for wild boar collapsed, some Canadian farmers just set their pigs free. They eat anything, including crops and wildlife. Wild pigs destroy billions in U.S. crops each year. Montana, North Dakota, and Minnesota are taking steps, and the federal agriculture department's using planes and drones to watch for super pigs. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Inmates at a Tampa area jail Thursday got pizza and two free five-minute phone calls to connect with their families on Thanksgiving. Hillsborough County, Florida Sheriff Chad Cronister.
A large majority of these inmates, they simply made a simple mistake. They're suffering from addiction. They're suffering from mental health, sometimes both. And it's tough for them. It's tough for our inmates to be away from their families.
I'm Tom Rivers, ABC News.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
What really prompted me to call is how respectful and willing to listen you are. We are human beings. People have their beliefs for a whole lot of reasons, some of them rational, maybe some of them not.
Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate the call, Stephanie. Look, we just need to listen to each other. Doesn't mean we always have to agree. I'm not going to give in on what facts are, but we do have to listen to one another if we want to try to get this country back on track.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
What is the meaning behind Movember?
It isn't just about the mustaches. Movember is meant to raise awareness about men's health, prostate or testicular cancer, or suicide, and also be a reminder to see your doctor. Movember started in Australia in 2003. It's now observed in more than 20 countries. So guys, remember to see your doctor, and however you celebrate this month, all of us with your local Civic Media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. The ceasefire between Israel and Hamas is holding. It's a four-day truce, and as ABC's Jordana Miller says, hostages taken in the October 7th attack will be released.
Hamas expected to release 13 Israeli hostages, all women and children, later today. They are the first of 50 Israelis to be released. Sources telling ABC News American Abigail Idan, who turns four today, is not on this first list of those who will come home.
The Red Cross will take hostages to Israel through Egypt. They'll reunite with families at hospitals. The United Nations Health Agency is investigating what it calls clusters of undiagnosed pneumonia in children that have overwhelmed some hospitals in northern China. The World Health Organization is consulting with Chinese health authorities, reporting an increase in respiratory illnesses, but not detecting any unusual or novel diseases. This is ABC News. Northern states are taking steps against Canadian super pigs threatening to spread south.
An expert at the University of Saskatchewan calls these fast-breeding super pigs an ecological train wreck. Crossbreeds with survival skills of wild Eurasian boar. Decades ago, when the market for wild boar collapsed, some Canadian farmers just set their pigs free. They eat anything, including crops and wildlife. Wild pigs destroy billions in U.S. crops each year. Montana, North Dakota, and Minnesota are taking steps, and the Federal Agriculture Department's using planes and drones to watch for super pigs. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Inmates at a Tampa area jail Thursday got pizza and two free five-minute phone calls to connect with their families on Thanksgiving. Hillsborough County, Florida Sheriff Chad Cronister.
A large majority of these inmates, they simply made a simple mistake. They're suffering from addiction. They're suffering from mental health, sometimes both. And it's tough for them. It's tough for our inmates to be away from their families.
I'm Tom Rivers, ABC News.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The Todd Almost Show.
What really prompted me to call was how respectful and willing to listen you are. We are human beings. People have their beliefs for a whole lot of reasons. Some of them rational, maybe some of them not.
Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate the call, Stephanie. Look, we just need to listen to each other. Doesn't mean we always have to agree. I'm not going to give in on what facts are. But we do have to listen to one another if we want to try to get this country back on track.
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
What is the meaning behind Movember?
It isn't just about the mustaches. Movember is meant to raise awareness about men's health, prostate or testicular cancer, or suicide, and also be a reminder to see your doctor. Movember started in Australia in 2003. It's now observed in more than 20 countries. So guys, remember to see your doctor, and however you celebrate this month, all of us with your local civic media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. The ceasefire between Israel and Hamas is holding. It's a four-day truce, and as ABC's Jordana Miller says, hostages taken in the October 7th attack will be released.
Hamas expected to release 13 Israeli hostages, all women and children, later today. They are the first of 50 Israelis to be released. Sources telling ABC News American Abigail Idan, who turns 4 today, is not on this first list of those who will come home.
The Red Cross will take hostages to Israel through Egypt. They'll reunite with families at hospitals. The United Nations Health Agency is investigating what it calls clusters of undiagnosed pneumonia in children that have overwhelmed some hospitals in northern China. The World Health Organization is consulting with Chinese health authorities, reporting an increase in respiratory illnesses, but not detecting any unusual or novel diseases. This is ABC News. Northern states are taking steps against Canadian super pigs threatening to spread south.
An expert at the University of Saskatchewan calls these fast-breeding super pigs an ecological train wreck. Crossbreeds with survival skills of wild Eurasian boar. Decades ago, when the market for wild boar collapsed, some Canadian farmers just set their pigs free. They eat anything, including crops and wildlife. Wild pigs destroy billions in U.S. crops each year. Montana, North Dakota, and Minnesota are taking steps, and the Federal Agriculture Department's using planes and drones to watch for super pigs. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Inmates at a Tampa area jail Thursday got pizza and two free five-minute phone calls to connect with their families on Thanksgiving. Hillsborough County, Florida Sheriff Chad Cronister.
A large majority of these inmates, They simply made a simple mistake. They're suffering from addiction. They're suffering from mental health, sometimes both. And it's tough for them. It's tough for our inmates to be away from their families.
I'm Tom Rivers, ABC News.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
What really prompted me to call is how respectful and willing to listen you are. We are human beings. People have their beliefs for a whole lot of reasons, some of them rational, maybe some of them not.
Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate the call, Stephanie. Look, we just need to listen to each other. Doesn't mean we always have to agree. I'm not going to give in on what facts are, but we do have to listen to one another if we want to try to get this country back on track.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
What is the meaning behind Movember? It isn't just about the mustaches. Movember is meant to raise awareness about men's health, prostate or testicular cancer, or suicide, and also be a reminder to see your doctor. Movember started in Australia in 2003. It's now observed in more than 20 countries. So guys, remember to see your doctor, and however you celebrate this month, all of us with your local civic media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. The ceasefire between Israel and Hamas is holding. It's a four-day truce, and as ABC's Jordana Miller says, hostages taken in the October 7th attack will be released.
Hamas expected to release 13 Israeli hostages, all women and children, later today. They are the first of 50 Israelis to be released. Sources telling ABC News American Abigail Idan, who turns 4 today, is not on this first list of those who will come home.
The Red Cross will take hostages to Israel through Egypt. They'll reunite with families at hospitals. The United Nations Health Agency is investigating what it calls clusters of undiagnosed pneumonia in children that have overwhelmed some hospitals in northern China. The World Health Organization is consulting with Chinese health authorities, reporting an increase in respiratory illnesses, but not detecting any unusual or novel diseases. This is ABC News. Northern states are taking steps against Canadian super pigs threatening to spread south.
An expert at the University of Saskatchewan calls these fast-breeding super pigs an ecological train wreck. Crossbreeds with survival skills of wild Eurasian boar. Decades ago, when the market for wild boar collapsed, some Canadian farmers just set their pigs free. They eat anything, including crops and wildlife. Wild pigs destroy billions in U.S. crops each year. Montana, North Dakota, and Minnesota are taking steps, and the Federal Agriculture Department's using planes and drones to watch for super pigs. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Inmates at a Tampa area jail Thursday got pizza and two free five-minute phone calls to connect with their families on Thanksgiving. Hillsborough County, Florida Sheriff Chad Cronister.
A large majority of these inmates, they simply made a simple mistake. They're suffering from addiction. They're suffering from mental health, sometimes both. And it's tough for them. It's tough for our inmates to be away from their families.
I'm Tom Rivers, ABC News.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
What really prompted me to call is how respectful and willing to listen you are. We are human beings. People have their beliefs for a whole lot of reasons, some of them rational, maybe some of them not.
Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate the call, Stephanie. Look, we just need to listen to each other. Doesn't mean we always have to agree. I'm not going to give in on what facts are, but we do have to listen to one another if we want to try to get this country back on track.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
What is the meaning behind Movember? It isn't just about the mustaches. Movember is meant to raise awareness about men's health, prostate or testicular cancer, or suicide, and also be a reminder to see your doctor. Movember started in Australia in 2003. It's now observed in more than 20 countries. So guys, remember to see your doctor, and however you celebrate this month, all of us with your local Civic Media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. The ceasefire between Israel and Hamas is holding. It's a four-day truce, and as ABC's Jordana Miller says, hostages taken in the October 7th attack will be released.
Hamas expected to release 13 Israeli hostages, all women and children, later today. They are the first of 50 Israelis to be released. Sources telling ABC News American Abigail Idan, who turns 4 today, is not on this first list of those who will come home.
The Red Cross will take hostages to Israel through Egypt. They'll reunite with families at hospitals. The United Nations Health Agency is investigating what it calls clusters of undiagnosed pneumonia in children that have overwhelmed some hospitals in northern China. The World Health Organization is consulting with Chinese health authorities, reporting an increase in respiratory illnesses, but not detecting any unusual or novel diseases. This is ABC News. Northern states are taking steps against Canadian super pigs threatening to spread south.
An expert at the University of Saskatchewan calls these fast-breeding super pigs an ecological train wreck. Crossbreeds with survival skills of wild Eurasian boar. Decades ago, when the market for wild boar collapsed, some Canadian farmers just set their pigs free. They eat anything, including crops and wildlife. Wild pigs destroy billions in U.S. crops each year. Montana, North Dakota, and Minnesota are taking steps, and the federal agriculture department's using planes and drones to watch for super pigs. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Inmates at a Tampa area jail Thursday got pizza and two free five-minute phone calls to connect with their families on Thanksgiving. Hillsborough County, Florida Sheriff Chad Cronister.
A large majority of these inmates, they simply made a simple mistake. They're suffering from addiction. They're suffering from mental health, sometimes both. And it's tough for them. It's tough for our inmates to be away from their families.
I'm Tom Rivers, ABC News.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
What really prompted me to call is how respectful and willing to listen you are. We are human beings. People have their beliefs for a whole lot of reasons, some of them rational, maybe some of them not.
Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate the call, Stephanie. Look, we just need to listen to each other. Doesn't mean we always have to agree. I'm not going to give in on what facts are, but we do have to listen to one another if we want to try to get this country back on track.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
What
What is the meaning behind Movember? It isn't just about the mustaches. Movember is meant to raise awareness about men's health, prostate or testicular cancer, or suicide, and also be a reminder to see your doctor. Movember started in Australia in 2003. It's now observed in more than 20 countries. So guys, remember to see your doctor, and however you celebrate this month, all of us with your local Civic Media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Liz Landers. A welcome quiet in Gaza and anticipation throughout Israel.
We're hoping we can really smile today, later on today.
That's government spokesperson Zig Avman. The four-day pause in fighting is now in effect and appears to be holding, with Hamas set to release hostages taken October 7th. ABC's Patrick Reval has the latest from Tel Aviv.
Qatar, which mediated the deal, says the first 13 hostages will be released later today around 4 p.m. local time. They'll be handed over to the Red Cross, which will bring them out via Egypt and then flown by helicopter to an airbase in Israel. They'll be debriefed and then allowed to call their loved ones and then brought to five hospitals near Tel Aviv.
Sources tell ABC News that American Abigail Adan is not on the first list of hostages to be released. Olympic amputee runner Oscar Pistorius was granted parole today. Pistorius has served 10 years in prison for killing his girlfriend in 2013. He claimed the killing was an accident. This is ABC News. New York City Mayor Eric Adams denies allegations that he sexually assaulted a woman in 1993. In a court filing, the woman alleges Adams assaulted her while they both worked for New York City. ABC's senior investigative correspondent Aaron Katursky.
Adams said he doesn't know the woman, calling the allegation absolutely not true.
It's something absolutely that has never happened. And I don't even recall ever meeting the person who made this allegation.
The woman filed her claim just before the midnight expiration of New York's Adult Survivors Act. The temporary law signed last year by Governor Kathy Hochul allows adult sexual misconduct accusers to file lawsuits that previously would have been barred by the statute of limitations.
France announced Thursday it will be stepping up security for next year's Olympic Games in Paris. Nearly 10,000 military troops will be deployed at the Games, and surveillance cameras with artificial intelligence will scan for security problems. Liz Landers, ABC News.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
What really prompted me to call is how respectful and willing to listen you are. We are human beings. People have their beliefs for a whole lot of reasons. Some of them rational, maybe some of them not.
Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate the call, Stephanie. Look, we just need to listen to each other. Doesn't mean we always have to agree. I'm not going to give in on what facts are. But we do have to listen to one another if we want to try to get this country back on track.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
What is the meaning behind Movember? It isn't just about the mustaches. Movember is meant to raise awareness about men's health, prostate or testicular cancer, or suicide, and also be a reminder to see your doctor. Movember started in Australia in 2003. It's now observed in more than 20 countries. So guys, remember to see your doctor, and however you celebrate this month, all of us with your local Civic Media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Liz Landers. A welcome quiet in Gaza and anticipation throughout Israel.
We're hoping we can really smile today, later on today.
That's government spokesperson Zig Avman. The four-day pause in fighting is now in effect and appears to be holding, with Hamas set to release hostages taken October 7th. ABC's Patrick Reville has the latest from Tel Aviv.
Qatar, which mediated the deal, says the first 13 hostages will be released later today around 4 p.m. local time. They'll be handed over to the Red Cross, which will bring them out via Egypt and then flown by helicopter to an airbase in Israel. They'll be debriefed and then allowed to call their loved ones and then brought to 5 hospitals near Tel Aviv.
Sources tell ABC News that American Abigail Adan is not on the first list of hostages to be released. Olympic amputee runner Oscar Pistorius was granted parole today. Pistorius has served 10 years in prison for killing his girlfriend in 2013. He claimed the killing was an accident. This is ABC News. New York City Mayor Eric Adams denies allegations that he sexually assaulted a woman in 1993. In a court filing, the woman alleges Adams assaulted her while they both worked for New York City. ABC's senior investigative correspondent Aaron Katursky.
Adams said he doesn't know the woman, calling the allegation absolutely not true.
It's something absolutely that has never happened. And I don't even recall ever meeting a person who made this allegation.
The woman filed her claim just before the midnight expiration of New York's Adult Survivors Act. The temporary law signed last year by Governor Kathy Hochul allows adult sexual misconduct accusers to file lawsuits that previously would have been barred by the statute of limitations.
France announced Thursday it will be stepping up security for next year's Olympic Games in Paris. Nearly 10,000 military troops will be deployed at the Games, and surveillance cameras with artificial intelligence will scan for security problems. Liz Landers, ABC News.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
What really prompted me to call is how respectful and willing to listen you are. We are human beings. People have their beliefs for a whole lot of reasons. Some of them rational, maybe some of them not.
Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate the call, Stephanie. Look, we just need to listen to each other. Doesn't mean we always have to agree. I'm not going to give in on what facts are. But we do have to listen to one another if we want to try to get this country back on track.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
What is the meaning behind Movember?
It isn't just about the mustaches.
Movember is meant to raise awareness about men's health, prostate or testicular cancer or suicide, and also be a reminder to see your doctor. Movember started in Australia in 2003. It's now observed in more than 20 countries. So guys, remember to see your doctor, and however you celebrate this month, all of us with your local civic media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Liz Landers. A welcome quiet in Gaza and anticipation throughout Israel.
We're hoping we can really smile today, later on today.
That's government spokesperson Zig Avman. The four-day pause in fighting is now in effect and appears to be holding, with Hamas set to release hostages taken October 7th. ABC's Patrick Reville has the latest from Tel Aviv.
Qatar, which mediated the deal, says the first 13 hostages will be released later today around 4 p.m. local time. They'll be handed over to the Red Cross, which will bring them out via Egypt and then flown by helicopter to an airbase in Israel. They'll be debriefed and then allowed to call their loved ones and then brought to 5 hospitals near Tel Aviv.
Sources tell ABC News that American Abigail Adan is not on the first list of hostages to be released. Olympic amputee runner Oscar Pistorius was granted parole today. Pistorius has served 10 years in prison for killing his girlfriend in 2013. He claimed the killing was an accident. This is ABC News. New York City Mayor Eric Adams denies allegations that he sexually assaulted a woman in 1993. In a court filing, the woman alleges Adams assaulted her while they both worked for New York City. ABC's senior investigative correspondent Aaron Katursky.
Adams said he doesn't know the woman, calling the allegation absolutely not true.
It's something absolutely that has never happened. And I don't even recall ever meeting a person who made this allegation.
The woman filed her claim just before the midnight expiration of New York's Adult Survivors Act. The temporary law signed last year by Governor Kathy Hochul allows adult sexual misconduct accusers to file lawsuits that previously would have been barred by the statute of limitations.
France announced Thursday it will be stepping up security for next year's Olympic Games in Paris. Nearly 10,000 military troops will be deployed at the Games, and surveillance cameras with artificial intelligence will scan for security problems. Liz Landers, ABC News.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The Todd Almost Show.
What really prompted me to call is how respectful and willing to listen you are. We are human beings. People have their beliefs for a whole lot of reasons. Some of them rational, maybe some of them not.
Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate the call, Stephanie. Look, we just need to listen to each other. Doesn't mean we always have to agree. I'm not going to give in on what facts are. But we do have to listen to one another if we want to try to get this country back on track.
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
What is the meaning behind Movember? It isn't just about the mustaches. Movember is meant to raise awareness about men's health, prostate or testicular cancer, or suicide, and also be a reminder to see your doctor. Movember started in Australia in 2003. It's now observed in more than 20 countries. So guys, remember to see your doctor, and however you celebrate this month, all of us with your local civic media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Liz Landers. A welcome quiet in Gaza and anticipation throughout Israel.
We're hoping we can really smile today, later on today.
That's government spokesperson Zig Avman. The four-day pause in fighting is now in effect and appears to be holding, with Hamas set to release hostages taken October 7th. ABC's Patrick Reville has the latest from Tel Aviv.
Qatar, which mediated the deal, says the first 13 hostages will be released later today around 4 p.m. local time. They'll be handed over to the Red Cross, which will bring them out via Egypt and then flown by helicopter to an air base in Israel. They'll be debriefed and then allowed to call their loved ones and then brought to five hospitals near Tel Aviv.
Sources tell ABC News that American Abigail Adan is not on the first list of hostages to be released. Olympic amputee runner Oscar Pistorius was granted parole today. Pistorius has served 10 years in prison for killing his girlfriend in 2013. He claimed the killing was an accident. This is ABC News. New York City Mayor Eric Adams denies allegations that he sexually assaulted a woman in 1993. In a court filing, the woman alleges Adams assaulted her while they both worked for New York City. ABC's senior investigative correspondent Aaron Katursky.
Adams said he doesn't know the woman, calling the allegation absolutely not true.
It's something absolutely that has never happened. And I don't even recall ever meeting the person who made this allegation.
The woman filed her claim just before the midnight expiration of New York's Adult Survivors Act. The temporary law signed last year by Governor Kathy Hochul allows adult sexual misconduct accusers to file lawsuits that previously would have been barred by the statute of limitations.
France announced Thursday it will be stepping up security for next year's Olympic Games in Paris. Nearly 10,000 military troops will be deployed at the Games, and surveillance cameras with artificial intelligence will scan for security problems. Liz Landers, ABC News.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
What really prompted me to call is how respectful and willing to listen you are. We are human beings. People have their beliefs for a whole lot of reasons, some of them rational, maybe some of them not.
Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate the call, Stephanie. Look, we just need to listen to each other. Doesn't mean we always have to agree. I'm not going to give in on what facts are, but we do have to listen to one another if we want to try to get this country back on track.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
What is the meaning behind Movember? It isn't just about the mustaches. Movember is meant to raise awareness about men's health, prostate or testicular cancer, or suicide, and also be a reminder to see your doctor. Movember started in Australia in 2003. It's now observed in more than 20 countries. So guys, remember to see your doctor, and however you celebrate this month, all of us with your local Civic Media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Liz Landers. A welcome quiet in Gaza and anticipation throughout Israel.
We're hoping we can really smile today, later on today.
That's government spokesperson Zig Avman. The four-day pause in fighting is now in effect and appears to be holding, with Hamas set to release hostages taken October 7th. ABC's Patrick Reville has the latest from Tel Aviv.
Qatar, which mediated the deal, says the first 13 hostages will be released later today around 4 p.m. local time. They'll be handed over to the Red Cross, which will bring them out via Egypt and then flown by helicopter to an airbase in Israel. They'll be debriefed and then allowed to call their loved ones and then brought to five hospitals near Tel Aviv.
Sources tell ABC News that American Abigail Adan is not on the first list of hostages to be released. Olympic amputee runner Oscar Pistorius was granted parole today. Pistorius has served 10 years in prison for killing his girlfriend in 2013. He claimed the killing was an accident. This is ABC News. New York City Mayor Eric Adams denies allegations that he sexually assaulted a woman in 1993. In a court filing, the woman alleges Adams assaulted her while they both worked for New York City. ABC's senior investigative correspondent Aaron Katursky.
Adams said he doesn't know the woman, calling the allegation absolutely not true.
It's something absolutely that has never happened. And I don't even recall ever meeting the person who made this allegation.
The woman filed her claim just before the midnight expiration of New York's Adult Survivors Act. The temporary law signed last year by Governor Kathy Hochul allows adult sexual misconduct accusers to file lawsuits that previously would have been barred by the statute of limitations.
France announced Thursday it will be stepping up security for next year's Olympic Games in Paris. Nearly 10,000 military troops will be deployed at the Games, and surveillance cameras with artificial intelligence will scan for security problems. Liz Landers, ABC News.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
What really prompted me to call is how respectful and willing to listen you are. We are human beings. People have their beliefs for a whole lot of reasons, some of them rational, maybe some of them not.
Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate the call, Stephanie. Look, we just need to listen to each other. Doesn't mean we always have to agree. I'm not going to give in on what facts are, but we do have to listen to one another if we want to try to get this country back on track.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
What is the meaning behind Movember? It isn't just about the mustaches. Movember is meant to raise awareness about men's health, prostate or testicular cancer, or suicide, and also be a reminder to see your doctor. Movember started in Australia in 2003. It's now observed in more than 20 countries. So guys, remember to see your doctor, and however you celebrate this month, all of us with your local Civic Media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Liz Landers. A welcome quiet in Gaza and anticipation throughout Israel.
We're hoping we can really smile today, later on today.
That's government spokesperson Zig Avman. The four-day pause in fighting is now in effect and appears to be holding, with Hamas set to release hostages taken October 7th. ABC's Patrick Reville has the latest from Tel Aviv.
Qatar, which mediated the deal, says the first 13 hostages will be released later today around 4 p.m. local time. They'll be handed over to the Red Cross, which will bring them out via Egypt and then flown by helicopter to an airbase in Israel. They'll be debriefed and then allowed to call their loved ones and then brought to five hospitals near Tel Aviv.
Sources tell ABC News that American Abigail Adan is not on the first list of hostages to be released. Olympic amputee runner Oscar Pistorius was granted parole today. Pistorius has served 10 years in prison for killing his girlfriend in 2013. He claimed the killing was an accident. This is ABC News. New York City Mayor Eric Adams denies allegations that he sexually assaulted a woman in 1993. In a court filing, the woman alleges Adams assaulted her while they both worked for New York City. ABC's senior investigative correspondent Aaron Katursky.
Adams said he doesn't know the woman, calling the allegation absolutely not true.
It's something absolutely that has never happened. And I don't even recall ever meeting the person who made this allegation.
The woman filed her claim just before the midnight expiration of New York's Adult Survivors Act. The temporary law signed last year by Governor Kathy Hochul allows adult sexual misconduct accusers to file lawsuits that previously would have been barred by the statute of limitations.
France announced Thursday it will be stepping up security for next year's Olympic Games in Paris. Nearly 10,000 military troops will be deployed at the Games, and surveillance cameras with artificial intelligence will scan for security problems. Liz Landers, ABC News.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
What really prompted me to call is how respectful and willing to listen you are. We are human beings. People have their beliefs for a whole lot of reasons. Some of them rational, maybe some of them not.
Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate the call, Stephanie. Look, we just need to listen to each other. Doesn't mean we always have to agree. I'm not going to give in on what facts are. But we do have to listen to one another if we want to try to get this country back on track.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
What is the meaning behind Movember? It isn't just about the mustaches. Movember is meant to raise awareness about men's health, prostate or testicular cancer, or suicide, and also be a reminder to see your doctor. Movember started in Australia in 2003. It's now observed in more than 20 countries. So guys, remember to see your doctor, and however you celebrate this month, all of us with your local Civic Media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Liz Landers. A welcome quiet in Gaza and anticipation throughout Israel.
We're hoping we can really smile today, later on today.
That's government spokesperson Zig Avman. The four-day pause in fighting is now in effect and appears to be holding, with Hamas set to release hostages taken October 7th. ABC's Patrick Reville has the latest from Tel Aviv.
Qatar, which mediated the deal, says the first 13 hostages will be released later today around 4 p.m. local time. They'll be handed over to the Red Cross, which will bring them out via Egypt and then flown by helicopter to an airbase in Israel. They'll be debriefed and then allowed to call their loved ones and then brought to 5 hospitals near Tel Aviv.
Sources tell ABC News that American Abigail Adan is not on the first list of hostages to be released. Olympic amputee runner Oscar Pistorius was granted parole today. Pistorius has served 10 years in prison for killing his girlfriend in 2013. He claimed the killing was an accident. This is ABC News. New York City Mayor Eric Adams denies allegations that he sexually assaulted a woman in 1993. In a court filing, the woman alleges Adams assaulted her while they both worked for New York City. ABC's senior investigative correspondent Aaron Katursky.
Adams said he doesn't know the woman, calling the allegation absolutely not true.
It's something absolutely that has never happened. And I don't even recall ever meeting the person who made this allegation.
The woman filed her claim just before the midnight expiration of New York's Adult Survivors Act. The temporary law signed last year by Governor Kathy Hochul allows adult sexual misconduct accusers to file lawsuits that previously would have been barred by the statute of limitations.
France announced Thursday it will be stepping up security for next year's Olympic Games in Paris. Nearly 10,000 military troops will be deployed at the Games, and surveillance cameras with artificial intelligence will scan for security problems. Liz Landers, ABC News.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
What really prompted me to call is how respectful and willing to listen you are. We are human beings. People have their beliefs for a whole lot of reasons. Some of them rational, maybe some of them not.
Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate the call, Stephanie. Look, we just need to listen to each